one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. Yes, magical engineer Frank and I are going to empower you this hour. I feel inspired. I'm going to be talking about this new treatment for incontinence, leaky bladder or overactive bladder, urgency issues. I mean, it's crazy what they're recommending to folks, and, well, we're going to get into that. Also, we're going to be talking about some zinc because they're talking about a lot of things that would be helpful, shoring up our immune system, you know, with the Ebola thing going around. And we got other stuff if we have time, so we got a ton of things to talk about. And we do have a quack report. But don't forget, a week from today, Dr. Carly is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about Ebola. So I hope you can join us for that. And big Semper Fi, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting them up in prayer. All of America, I'm lifting up in prayer. You know, I was in Ephesians the other day, and in Ephesians I read this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Isn't that beautiful? That is. So you'll never, ever, ever regret spending time with the Lord, contemplating the Word, which is your sword, spiritual sword. Gives you power, gives you strength. You're going to need that. And we're going to have to seek the Lord's face and ask Him for help with America, because it's our job to do that. So mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, what do we got in the quacker? They have, apparently, the British go over to the UK. They've developed, they think, this new treatment. It's for heart failure patients. Hopefully to avoid major surgery down the road. It's an injection. Yes, it's a pioneering new treatment, they say, that helps damaged hearts to recover, they say. It's a leading medical, a research that they're checking out. Hundreds of thousands of heart failure patients every year, not enough hearts to replace if they need heart replacement surgery. So there's a trial research going on at the Imperial College of London, and they've got some test groups. Okay, so they got some patients. So they got some that are going to be. Let's see, about 24 people in the study, and about 10 of them will be on placebos, and the rest are going to be on this new treatment. So researchers say that it's a very viable alternative to even heart transplantation. So they hope they can make this work. And what is it? Well, according to the research, they take an artificial virus that they've created in the lab, and along with some stem cells, and they kind of pump it into the heart. And it's supposed to help the heart tissue, you know, revitalize itself. And they say the virus, the genetically engineered virus, is not harmful to the heart muscle. That's what they say. So they got 24 patients enrolled in the study. 16 are going to get the gene therapy, and 8 are going to get the placebo. And we'll see how that goes, And they went on in this study about, what causes heart failure. They said sometimes it's heredity, sometimes it's genetic defects, sometimes it's just high blood pressure, smoking, alcohol, a lot of these things. But of course, they failed to mention heart drugs can lead to congestive heart failure too. All right, last but not least in the quack report, we're going to talk about a little zinc here. They say zinc can turbocharge your body and make it perform better. Some new research that's in the Journal of the Comprehensive Reviews in Food Science and Food Safety. Indian researchers say that zinc plays a vital role to the human body. We've talked about zinc before. If you don't have zinc, you sink, basically. It's just one of those mineral nutrients the body has to have. And if you go back to the 14th century, there was some text that said how important zinc was and a lot of other minerals that were to health. Modern scientific studies, though, are supporting this. And zinc, they say, of course, we've heard, boost your immune system. And it's good for the elderly, reduces rates of infection, especially for infants, and decreases the occurrence of things like diarrhea, dysentery, helps remove a lot of toxic metals from your body as well. So it's good as a organ cleansing type of mineral. So zinc typically is found in lots of foods that are high in protein. So meat, for instance, you'll find it in there. And high concentrations, they say, in meat. Fruits, sometimes some in fruits and vegetables, but herbs are going to have even more zinc in them, high zinc. So lots of them we have at the powerherbs.com website. Apothecary Herbs has that. And interestingly, if you look at the pandemic kit, especially the immune boosting formulas in there, and even the blood cleanser has high zinc and high vitamin C, which apparently is good for fighting plague. Yeah. So check that out. If you have a pandemic kit, oh well, get one. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. So we are going to be talking about this neurotoxin, this new treatment that they're giving to people with incontinence. So let's check it out. Is it safe? Well, I don't know. By the time I'm done, I'm probably going to say no. Now, more people all over the world are developing incontinence, you know, leaky bladder, overactive bladder incontinence. You know, according to the Urology Foundation, 33 million Americans are affected by some kind of incontinence issue. Now, the statistics are stating that 30% of men and 40% of women live with incontinence. So why is the condition of bladder control out of control? You know, it's really, so is it an expected condition as we age? So why is the condition now affecting younger women? That's right. College age females are seeking medical treatment for this condition, formerly only known to, you know, the aged population. Now, leaky bladder is often associated with pregnancy or postmenopausal women, and in Australia, 13% of females there report they suffer from urinary incontinence. So we're told that this incontinence is really not a disease. Well, if that were considered not a disease, doctors wouldn't have a diagnostic code for it. They couldn't file for insurance payments on it. It's a malfunction. And they couldn't dispense medications for it if it weren't a disease, see. So is there a way to reverse this problem without toxic drugs? Well, let's check it out. Let's first talk about this leaky bladder thing. The symptoms are basically urinary incontinence. So there is leaking urine when you maybe exercise or laugh, or maybe you sneeze or cough, maybe if you lift something. And patients have, you know, to rush to the bathroom. So the notion that incontinence occurs only due to pregnancy or old age is really dispelled. So women who have never been pregnant and are on, maybe in their late teens to early 20s, are complaining of leaky bladder. Really? So Dr. Mary Townsend, she's an epidemiologist at Brigham Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston, reports that incontinence is a problem for women of all ages, but it's never really been looked at seriously by medicine, she says. Well, let's look. Who is going to be at high risk? Well, according to some research in the Annals of Internal Medicine back in 2012, women who are sexually active and are not using birth control medications are at high risk of developing incontinence. So nearly 22% of U.S. women report having urinary problems. So the rate drops to 10%, according to the study, for women who are either not sexually active or for those who take birth control. So it would appear that sexual activity increases the risk of urinary tract infections, which they think weakens the area to make us more predestined to get the incontinence and leaky bladder stuff. So why birth control medications? Why do they reduce the risk? Well, it's not clear according to modern medicine, and more research needs to be done. Well, let's talk about some secondary conditions, because according to the research, women who suffer from leaky bladder most likely will also suffer from some psychological conditions like depression, mood swings, lower self-esteem. So bladder control issues do interfere with life and will negatively affect relationships, work, activities, traveling, exercise, and even sleeping. So here's some foods, though, or beverages you might want to avoid, because research that's been conducted found that certain beverages make incontinence worse, like caffeine, your coffee, your tea, and your sodas, and also alcoholic beverages. So these make the bladder fill rapidly, and it risks leakage. So be aware of that. Kind of works like a diuretic almost. All right, let's look at some other areas that are affected, because in the case of incontinence or leaky bladder, the bladder, which stores urine, and the tube that carries the urine, known as the urethra, they're involved. Now, there also are muscles called sphincter muscles, which help the urethra stay closed to prevent urine from leaking until you're ready to urinate. So there are also the pelvic floor muscles, which support the bladder and the urethra, And then there's nerves in the bladder wall to indicate to the brain when the bladder's full and needs to be emptied. Hormones help play a role in orchestrating all this function, you know, to keep the bladder lining and the urethra healthy. So a failure can occur in any of these areas, causing a malfunction. All right, well, let's talk about some causes here. There are several things that can cause the incontinence, things like stress or an illness like an infection, and even some medications you may be taking. So the temporary incontinence can occur during an illness or when you're taking a medication for a short time, and the problem resolves itself after the infection is cleared and the medication is stopped. Now, if stress is the problem, this is putting a lot of pressure on the bladder system, and unless the muscles stresses out the muscles in the pelvis area, the bladder, and even the sphincter muscles, they need to be strong enough to resist the stress to avoid any leakage. Now, the sudden urgency part of incontinence is normally, well, they say it's really damage to the nerves, which often occur from either a trauma. Sometimes that occurs when you have pelvic or back surgery, or maybe you have a herniated disc. Radiation can damage the nerves, as well as having diabetes, a stroke, Parkinson's disease, MS, or an infection. Mobility problems also lend itself to incontinence issues. So if the bladder is overactive and is sometimes helped by, you know, maybe cutting back on fluids after your dinner, and also you might want to try helping soothe the nerve endings of the bladder, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Now, what about the drugs that sometimes contribute to these problems? Often, medication that people are prescribed can offer a side effect of incontinence, like diuretics, which make the bladder fill really rapidly and cause it to leak. Now, you may be on muscle relaxants or nerve pills, which interfere with the nervous system and the signal from the bladder to the brain. And also, excessive alcohol can also disrupt this nerve pathway. Well, let's check out the medical treatments. Well, modern medicine has really no cure for incontinence and will attempt to manage this disease. Now, at first, doctors will suggest what is known as, quote, bladder training, in which the patient attempts to train the bladder by using the bathroom at fixed times, even though they don't feel like they need to go. Special exercises like Kegel exercises are recommended. This is to strengthen the pelvic floor and to help control urination. Drugs are also used to block the nerve endings in the bladder, which give that urgency sensation. Now, the side effects of these drugs should be considered, like things like dry mouth, constipation, and vision problems. But I want to get to this new treatment, somewhat of a new treatment, that the FDA has approved recently. It's the use of Botox to be used for incontinence. Have you heard about this? Well, this is a toxin called Clostridium botulinum, and it is now used when patients aren't responding to the other medical treatments. So the Botox is injected into the bladder muscle, and it semi-paralyzes the muscle, and it keeps it from contracting too often. So Botox is made from botulinum organism spores that usually you can find in soil and untreated water sources. So it's also found in the intestinal tracts of animals, in fish gills and shellfish. So the toxin becomes a problem when the spores change to active cells and begin to grow and multiply, and then they die off and release a deadly neurotoxin known as botulism. Now, science has been involved in producing botulism neurotoxins in 8 subtypes. Now, the DNA sequence behind these subtypes is withheld from the public, and we're told that there's no antidotes available. So we're also told that the botulinum toxin is one of the most poisonous pathogens known to man, and a single gram can kill 1 million people. So anyone who receives a high concentration of Botox can be poisoned with botulism and develop life-threatening situation. So what happens if someone, you know, gets treated with Botox and gets too much? Well, they most likely will experience respiratory arrest and die. So Botox is a very expensive treatment, and it has no antidote. So why would the FDA approve such a treatment? Well, Botox is not just used to temporarily remove wrinkles. It's been approved for migraine headaches, post-stroke recovery, to treat cross-eyed symptoms, incontinence, of course, and several other illnesses. So there are also 8 off-label uses, and modern medicine explains that it takes the toxin about 24 to 72 hours to paralyze muscles, but in rare cases, it could take up to 5 days. So I want you to be aware of this Botox, because medicine says that Botox is not for pregnant or nursing women and for those who are allergic to it. Now, science says that humans can generally tolerate the toxin called Botox, and, you know, that side effects are, you know, uncommon. And, you know, negative reactions, they say, are supposedly mild. Well, some of the side effects, you know, that people have after being injected with Botox, well, I got a list. There's pain and swelling at the injection site. There's fluid retention, known as edema. There's transient numbness, travels, headache, a feeling of being sick, nausea, weakness, paralysis of muscles, flu-like symptoms, gallbladder dysfunction, bleeding, vision problems, which means decreased eyesight, bleeding behind the eye, and the cornea problem, dry mouth, fatigue, rashes, hives, inability to empty the bladder, and you may have to use a catheter, and difficulty breathing. So there are over 180 adverse reactions that we could develop when we get Botox, and 16 people have died after being treated with Botox between 1997 and 2006. So when we're injected with Botox, it doesn't stay local. It can actually spread to other areas of the body, and this can create an even greater risk. So Botox has the black box warning label, and actually Botox has really never been approved for use on the face above the eyebrows. So for crow's feet around the eyes, laugh lines, or that line between your eyebrows, you know, when people kind of frown, never been approved for treatment there. So it's the physician's discretion how to use the toxin. So Botox treatments are often given every 6 months. And if you're taking Botox for like incontinence or overactive bladder or leaky bladder, the treatment costs start at about $1,000. Now there is the fine print. I want you to take note. Always, always investigate treatments carefully, folks. Attorneys are making bank on Botox treatments that have gone wrong. So the devil's in the details. So you want to read the fine print in some of the subtype Botox products, like subtype A, for instance. Now, in some cases, subtype A Botox can have albumin, which is a derivative of human blood, and the warning label reads like this. It's a quote. I'm reading this. Effective donor screening and manufacturing processes ensures that there is only an extremely remote chance that Botox users would be at the receiving end of a blood-borne viral disease. There have been rare spontaneous reports of death after treatment with botulinum toxin. There is a reference to rare reports of adverse events, including cardiovascular system, some with fatal outcomes. Botox users with certain neuromuscular disorders could also have trouble swallowing. It's called dysphagia, and the face could swell up, and possibly you could have respiratory compromise, okay? So, and in some cases, according to the label, dysphagia has lasted several months, and patients are required to get a placement of a gastric feeding tube, end of quote. Yeah, it can paralyze your swallowing muscle mechanism here. That's terrible. Terrible. All right. Real quickly, I have time to cover some of the clinical trials on this. The Botox trials used for incontinence, leaky bladder, and overactive bladder produced the following results. Patients had fewer episodes of incontinence by, get this, 1.6 to 1.9 within 12 weeks compared to the placebo group. Okay, so they had incontinence less than two times less. Okay. Now, patients with Botox treatment reduced their urgency by 1 to 1.7 times per day and expelled more urine per toilet trip. Okay, whoop-de-doo. Now, patients had to repeat the treatment when the effects wore off within 6 months, and the side effects that they also had associated with the Botox treatment were painful urination, and treatment obviously treated with pain meds, urinary retention, which was incomplete emptying of the bladder, and catheter use may have been necessary, and also urinary tract infections also treated with antibiotic drugs. So it doesn't sound reasonable to me to use this dangerous toxin, which has a limited success, to make incontinence. Well, it makes it worse, in my opinion. Seriously. It does. It makes it worse. Well, let's talk about your unlimited options right before we go to break. So incontinence, leaky bladder, overactive bladder, really is there not due to old age. No. It is a chronic malfunction, and it's reversible. So medical doctors tell patients that their options are limited. And this is because medicine, you know, their treatments attempt to lessen symptoms, and it's a temporary fix modern medicine offers you because they make more money with your problem that you keep having. So I would personally explore more natural, safe, and less expensive options. Now, there are herbs that can help you empty the bladder more efficiently, strengthen the bladder wall and the sphincter muscles, and soothe away irritation while protecting you from infections. Guess what? All under $70. Get rid of the problem for $70. I mean, you know, when you go for it this way, when you're strengthening it, you know, your risks are low of it coming back. Seriously. Now, I guess what I call these herbs? I call these herbs the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. Now, for too much stress, if you have too much stress, you can even use some herbs like valerian root and relaxation formula or emotional stress formula, too. To help with hormones, there's the female cycle balance or the female maturity formula. And for the man, the male hormone formula. So adding more nutrition is also given. So Body Foundation Food Mix, if you're looking for that. And that is what I would do if I had an incontinence issue. Leaky bladder, overactive bladder, whatever you want to call it. Now, to order these powerful herbal formulas, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number, 866-229-3663. Write this down, 866-229-3663. Tell them you want the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. You can check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com is the website. Now, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Seriously, you need this stuff. If you've got incontinence, bladder issues, forget the diapers. Just get some herbs. They're there. They're strong. They're powerful. They'll help you out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves?
Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's the man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's
hey,
twist
we're
on.
Swiss Wow. Sam Cooke, I love it. All right. We're going to talk about some zinc. You know, we've been talking about Ebola a lot. We've been hearing about it anyway. I don't know how true this is, but it's a very interesting thought. I read a report about a doctor in Sri Lanka who had worked with Ebola patients, and it's his opinion, of course, his research is, I don't think, being taken very serious by a lot of other people, but he says this, that Ebola to him is similar to scurvy. And he said, you know, because scurvy happens when you don't have enough vitamin C. You have low levels of vitamin C in the body. But he says Ebola happens when you get Ebola, it drains the body of all vitamin C. And when that happens, the cell walls are corrupted. They get weak and collapse, and bleeding occurs. And I thought that was very interesting, and because I knew Ebola weaponizes the blood. So what he did is he kind of super infused, like, you know, 500,000 milligrams of vitamin C into patients with Ebola, and they recovered. And so, you know, I checked the herbs in my pandemic kit, and, you know, sure enough, they are super high in vitamin C, including the blood cleanser, as well as zinc, which is good for immune system support. So we're going to talk about zinc here for a minute. And one thing you don't want to be without, though, is especially during your cold and flu seasons and pandemic alerts, is some zinc and, your, of course, your vitamin C now. Now, most people know that zinc's real important for immune system support, but it's also important for a lot of things like helping your wounds to heal pretty quickly. It's good if you want to have a family during pregnancy. It improves virility in men. And it also improves all our senses, as well as, you know, helping us have healthy skin, nails, and hair. So how do you know if you got enough zinc? Well, we're going to talk about zinc for a minute. But first, a little history. Now, zinc was first used as a metallic alloy, and ancient studies said that they had some ointments with zinc in them. They unearthed the zinc in the earth as far back as 2,500 years ago. So how did zinc get its name? Well, it's believed that it's from a German alchemist. He named the mineral during a medieval period in his book, Liber Mineralium II. His name is Paracelsus, and he wrote about the crystal form with its needle-like structure, and he called it zincum or zincon. And over the centuries, it just became shortened to zinc. And it's been called also Indian tin, calamine, and even sphincter. But it is believed that the first use of the zinc for medical use was in India about the 13th to the 16th century. It was mentioned in some ancient Avaritic text called the Chakra Samhita, and also China discovered zinc back in the 1700s, and also Europe. Well, Europe did not really use zinc until the 1800s when they imported it from China. So during the early discovery of zinc, it was known as a very expensive metal because of how it was mined. So in 1746, a German chemist, André Margaroff, he developed an extraction of zinc by heating it with carbon. So the latest zinc mine, the largest zinc mine in the world is called Red Dog Mine, and it's located in Alaska. So over the centuries, the study of zinc has shown that it's a very unique metal, and it's used to remove impurities from water. It is also used in cosmetics, and it is also used to coat steel to prevent corrosion, and is a key alloy in making brass. So without zinc, also your cell phone would not work because zinc is in the battery. So your zinc is real important. You don't want your zinc levels to get too low. There are signs that could appear when you don't have enough zinc. Usually one of the first things is you would take longer to heal from injuries. Your cuts would take longer to heal. You may get more infections. And you may even have a loss of appetite. and nothing seems to appeal to you. You know, you don't feel like eating. So you're also your smell, your sense of smell may be off as well. So a zinc deficiency affects the human senses. So if the mineral is not replenished, well, then the next stage is you'll have a loss of energy and you'll feel very lethargic. Mental health issues can also manifest. So your arteries of your body can actually harden, and you can have skin rashes appear, and you can also lose your hair. That could happen as well. Now, children who suffer from a zinc depletion, can have stunted growth, and they could have a delay of the onset of puberty even. Pregnant women who are low in zinc, they risk damaging the unborn baby because zinc is used in cell division and growth in the development of the baby. Now, certain medical conditions can put people at a greater risk of zinc loss. So people that have sickle cell anemia, for instance, red blood cells are supposed to be rich in zinc, and without it, cells tend to break apart. So when this happens, what little left of zinc is, it's going to leave the body through the urine, see? So I'm sure this Ebola probably also depletes you of zinc. Well, let's talk about zinc depletion. Most zinc deficient people tend to have a diet. They rely high on grain. So whole grains have lots of zinc binding substances called phthalates, which attach to your zinc and then block its absorption. So if you look in parts of the world where you have a lot of zinc deficiency, those people have a lot of grains in the diet. It's part of their big part of their, you know, dietary pyramid. So what else could cause you to have low zinc? Well, if you're a strict vegetarian and you're not eating any animal foods, no meat, no eggs, no milk or cheese, then you can run the risk of a zinc depletion unless you get it another way. So vegetarians tend to eat more grains, which will also block zinc absorption. Okay. Now, if you drink alcohol above moderation, this is going to interfere with the absorption of zinc and also will accelerate your zinc loss through your urine. Pregnancy and breastfeeding can lower your zinc nutrient for women, and they need to take care and replenish that zinc. Now, the elderly tend to be low in zinc due to poor eating habits. They have limited budgets, and they're living alone. They don't bother to cook for themselves, so that's a problem too. So zinc is very important for all life sources. So your soil, if it's zinc deficient, the crops will fail. Currently, it's estimated that in the United States and other countries as well, there's like a 30% loss of zinc in crops like rice, wheat, and corn. Now, there also are some drugs that can really lower your zinc level. Prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs can strip you of your zinc. Here's a brief list. If you take prescription diuretics, which tend to cause the body to void out a lot of minerals through the urine, including your zinc, there's one. And acids is also on the list. Anti-inflammatory drugs, your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, prednisone, hydrocortisone, those things. Anti-convulsant drugs. Viral drugs, birth control drugs, cardiovascular drugs, and ulcer drugs can also lower your zinc. Now, drug companies are not required to do nutrient depletion studies on their products, so it is a shame that millions of people are experiencing a lot of drug-induced nutrient depletion, and the medical establishment pretty much ignoring it. So be careful when you select your supplements to rejuvenate your losses. Make sure that you're getting whole food organic supplements and not a pharmaceutical company brand of supplement. Look for that whole food supplement in organic nutrients, and it's going to be the best that you can get. Now, what happens if you get too much zinc? Let's say you overdo it. Well, it's pretty hard to overdose on zinc, but if you think you get too much, you may have some vomiting or diarrhea. If you get too much of a zinc supplement going on, taking too much zinc also can produce a little bit of a copper deficiency in the body, and you need copper to protect your bones, your hemoglobin, your red blood cells in your skin. So don't overdo the zinc supplements. You know, if you get it in a whole food source, then you're going to get just the right amount. Now let's talk about some herbs that are going to be high in zinc. Most people usually, you know, try to eat well, but a lot of us don't have well-prepared meals. Our modern society, we're rushing around, we're not eating, we're microwaving things to death. So maybe just, you know, try to slow down and make some simple meals, maybe eating more raw fruits and vegetables, and, you know, try not to microwave things. Try to prepare things from scratch, make it simple, you know. Try to stay away from that convenience frozen stuff where, you know, you just open the bag, you heat it, you stir fry it or whatever. A lot of stuff in there you're probably not going to need. But here's some of the herbs that are very high in zinc. Bilberry, skullcap, capsaicin, which is your cayenne, sage, pennyroyal, wild jam, spirulina, chickweed, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, parsley, Siberian ginseng root, and dulse seaweed. Also, some spices have lots of zinc. So if you're, you know, using some spices in your cooking, that's great. Poppy seeds, cardamom, basil, celery seed, thyme, mustard seed, caraway seed, anise seed, dill seed, cumin, coriander, sage, turmeric, paprika, chili powder, curry, onion powder, tarragon, fennel, and ginger all have high zinc. Now, other benefits, zinc also offers some protection against one of the most deadly diseases of modern civilization, and that's cancer. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people that are having cancer have low minerals. So how does that work? Well, zinc really assists your immune system to keep cancer cells in check, keep them from spreading. Now, the human body depends on a lot of zinc for support. Zinc is real important for your enzyme and your metabolism function. So if you don't have zinc, your enzyme action is going to be off. You're going to have no energy, poor digestion. You're going to have a weak immune system. Men need a lot of zinc for a healthy prostate. So if you look at your prostate herbs, they're going to be high in zinc. So teenagers, they need zinc for proper sexual development through, you know, puberty. And our system really uses zinc to detoxify our body, to get rid of heavy metals we don't need. So if you're interested in some whole food zinc nutrition, you know, supplementation, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a majority of herbal products that have that high zinc. They do have a formula with a zinc in it, like immune booster. They have the echinacea, of course. They have a lot of female formulas and male hormone formulas that have that high zinc to support the endocrine system, prostate, and reproductive system. They do have a prostate kit. And they do have the ginseng, and of course the fennel, and the thyme, the ginger root. They have all that stuff, and the body food mix, which you have your spirulina and your seaweed. You got it covered there. And all you have to do is go to thepowerherbs.com and check them out, or you could just give them a call toll free, and they'll send you a product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., their international number, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So get a product catalog. Also, heads up, they are working on their 15th anniversary catalog. Wow, 15 years. And that'll be coming out this fall. But they did announce they're going to have a price increase on the 30th of August. So in the process of putting their new catalog together, they noticed, they have to have a little bit of a price increase on their products. So now's the time to get what you need, stock up if you want, and pay last year's prices before the increase. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about antioxidants. Okay, a lot of people ask me about that. You know, antioxidants is on everybody's mind. You know, our ancient ancestors, they didn't know about antioxidants and free radicals, but they did know which plants and foods helped them to feel better and to feel stronger and to help fight off diseases. And they really didn't have any idea that these antioxidants were in their plants and in their herbs that they were eating, rich in antioxidants, really. The term antioxidant is just means against oxidation. So foods with chemical antioxidants inhibit the destruction of living tissue caused by oxidation. So what chemicals give antioxidants their power? Well, it's enzymes, vitamins, and minerals. And if you answered enzymes and vitamins, well, then you're correct, see. So your antioxidants are very important in developing strong immune system defenses against a lot of these killer superbugs and pandemics. Well, in the 1950s, Dr. Denham Harmon was the first to seriously link accumulative free radical damage to disease and premature aging. So a nutrient problem that America has faced is that recommended daily allowance that the government puts out. One of the problems is the system divides people into two nutrient categories, those below 50 years of age and those above 50. So do you think someone who is like 90 would require the same nutrition as a 51-year-old? Well, Dr. Art Uhlein was stated that there are scientific studies that link free radicals to a decline in immune system function. So the elderly may not be eating well, and their immune system is really not getting old. It's just that they're not getting the nutrients it needs to protect them. So there's really no doubt that antioxidant nutrition can enhance the human immune system function and actually supercharge it. So as we move through the summer and the dog days of summer here into soon the fall, it's going to be real important that we get the nutrition we need for enzyme and antioxidant protection, especially as cold and flu season will be beginning. Now, there are several ways to wage war. Our bodies will encounter foreign matter every day. The job of the immune system is to neutralize any foreign invaders that are threats to our well-being and dispose of them. So when our bodies do not pop a lot of chain reactions, that so this is a transfer of electrons or hydrogen to the oxidizing agent. So all this can occur in your cells and actually can damage and even kill cells. So your antioxidant nutrition in foods and in your herbs will terminate the replication of those free radicals, which science declares as the cause and consequence of all disease. Well, now, antioxidants are really powerful stuff. Do you know how strong they are? Well, actually, they're a natural preservative, and gasoline manufacturers will add antioxidants to gasoline to prevent the formation of gums, which tend to clog up engines. Also, we don't really want gum to in our bodies. You know, we don't want to gum up our bodies and make us a target of things like heart disease or autoimmune system problems or cancer or cataracts or macular degeneration. So antioxidants are going to help us prevent that. Now, there are some major hitters. In 1990, researchers discovered some very potent antioxidants that preserves us humans, and they are vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. So the biochemistry was kind of revolutionized by this discovery and the influence of these vitamins had on living organisms. So the industrial world will use antioxidants to preserve their products, their gasoline, their tires, their this and that. And that's great. But we're going to want some antioxidants to preserve us and to help rebuild and boost our immune system and to stay healthy. So how many antioxidants do you need? Well, there are many antioxidants that the system depends on. Antioxidants are classified actually into two categories: water-soluble antioxidants found in your blood and in lipid-solution antioxidants designed to protect your cell membranes. So your body can make antioxidants, but it needs the right nutrition to do that. So foods and herbs with selenium and zinc, here's that zinc again, will help the body build your antioxidant reserves. How does it do that? These minerals will help the body to utilize your antioxidant enzymes. So your selenium and zinc foods are going to be real important this winter season. You can tap into these foods that contain these rich selenium and zinc nutrients, cashews, kidney beans, salmon, haddock, wheat, beef, turkey, pumpkin seeds, pecans, pinto beans, walnuts, eggs, peanuts, oatmeal, almonds, and even anchovies. So these are going to have the high zinc and selenium. Now also, other foods that contain antioxidants are, of course, your fruits and vegetables, your whole grains. Even chocolate has antioxidants. I love chocolate. I do. Green tea, lots of dark green leafy vegetables, yellow vegetables, vegetables with orange pigments, all going to have antioxidant nutrition, so bone up on that. There is some ancient herbs that really do supercharge your antioxidants in your system, and they were used throughout ancient Rome, and they were written by Pitney and Elder about this in ancient Rome. Herbs like milk thistle, ginkgo, ginseng, red raspberry, cayenne pepper, echinacea root, astragalus root, garlic, onion, ginger, horseradish, and many others, all going to support you with antioxidant power. So you don't want to suppress your immune system. You want to work with it. You want to build it up. You want to make it strong. And your antioxidant foods and your herbs are going to revitalize an immune system and help it function more efficiently. It is estimated that between 75 to 85% of Americans really don't eat enough of these antioxidant foods to help protect them. So a good example of what free radicals can do to your cells is if you cut an apple and you expose it to oxygen and you watch it turn brown, that is if you don't have a genetically modified one, it's going to rot. And that's what happens to your cells when they're exposed to free radicals. So you want to stop that in a skinning minute. Now, you do have a lot of immune system building antioxidant-rich herbs at thepowerherbs.com. They do have a lot of immune-boosting formulas. They have pandemic kits. They have power herb kits. But they have single formulas as well. If you're really not sure what it is you need, you can pick up the phone and give them a call, or you can email them off the site and ask them, and they'll tell you what they would do if they were you. So the toll-free number to get a catalog is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, and the website is thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in HerbTalkLive.com. It'll get you there, too. And also sign up for their newsletters. They're free. Lots of empowering information that go out each and every week to your email. And you can share it with family and friends. And you'll get natural therapies. You'll get financial information from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give them a call also if you need some help with the backup currency. Their number is toll-free at 800-375-4188. So you get a lot of that in there, some political information, as well as your natural therapy. So it's an overall really good newsletter called American Survival. Now, if you just want the health information, then just sign up for the Health Quest one, but they're both free. But it's empowering information that you can share and be healthier. Hey, I'm out of time, but I'll be back later in the week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.